ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge, where we look at the supplications of Al-Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, found in his book As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah. We got up to the part where Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam says,
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min hayajanil hirsi wa sawratil ghadab wa ghalabatil hasadi wa da'fis sabr wa qillatil qana'ati wa shakasatil khuluq wa ilhaqish shahwati wa malakatil hamiyya.
He says, O God, I seek refuge in Thee from the agitation of craving. I want to stop with these words first before we can move on to the next ones. Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi uses the Arabic word hayajan, which is a quite interesting word that unless we understand that word itself, we can't really understand the rest of them. I mean, technically speaking, the words we can understand. But when it comes to meaning and understanding what the Imam is trying to say, it might be a little bit different. The Imam alayhi salam says hayajan. Hayajan in Arabic, it means the eruption of things. When something erupts, when something boils, when something gets to a maximum, and in such state, things will go wrong. However, let's take it a step down. Hayajan itself, or eruption, or something boiling, it always has something to ignite it. Okay, so the Imam says, Hayajan al-Hirs, the eruption of being stingy, right? Now, what leads a person to be in that stage of hayajan, of eruption? Obviously, there are causes. We need to understand the cause before we can diagnose the disease itself. So sometimes we might try to look at the symptoms, trying to cure the symptoms, but we forget to cure the actual cause of the problem. Let's take a short break and then we continue, inshallah.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, and specifically the eighth supplication. So the Imam asks Allah to give him refuge from the eruption, the hayajan of greed and selfishness. And it is, we said, it's very important that we understand what this word means itself. In Arabic, we use this word to describe, for example, when the ocean erupts, right? And when the waves go high and they try to destroy anything in their path. When any vice erupts, it will destroy the soul itself. The spirituality of a person will get corrupted and will get polluted. So what causes this eruption? I mean, if you look at a volcano, for example, a volcano itself doesn't all of a sudden just, you know, burst and throws lava. There are causes that makes it erupt. When you're boiling water, the water doesn't boil straight away. It takes time to heat up, right? So there are things up at play when it comes to the eruption of bad morals, beginning with greed, as the Imam talks about. We say that the cause of moral eruption are usually few things. Now, I will talk about a few and we'll leave the rest for another day. The first cause of eruption of moral, bad moral trait is in fact al-jahl, what we call ignorance. Ignorance itself is the cause of every vice. If a person is intellectual, if a person is smart, if a person is educated, then when it comes to these vices, especially, for example, greed, which is the first in our list, they would know how to control themselves. But when a person is ignorant and he doesn't have the information required, then we have a problem. So how do we define ignorance? Ignorance is obviously the lack of knowledge to those who have the capacity and willingness to learn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the gifts or the best gift he gave to mankind was the gift of intellect, the power of intellect. When I don't use that power, I mean, I have the capacity, I'm not disabled, I can use the capacity, but I refuse to. Then I put myself in a state of ignorance. Let us take a short break and then we come back, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We're looking at supplication number 8 in As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya for Imam Zain al-Abidin, and we are on the first verse, the first word, which is eruption, or as the Imam calls it, when a person puts himself in that mental state where it is uncontrollable, that he cannot control himself, it becomes a state of what the Imam alayhi salam calls hayajan. There is this state of things going wrong and a person is unable to control himself. So we said the first thing, the first cause of this hayajan, of this eruption, is in fact ignorance. And ignorance itself is a lack of knowledge, the absence of knowledge. As we say, darkness is the absence of light, so is ignorance, is the absence of knowledge. And we can possess knowledge if we want. But some people, sadly, they just refuse not to. And the people of logic, when they look at ignorance or jahl, they say there are two types of jahl, two types of ignorance. One is simple ignorance, which is to state and to say that I don't know. Simply, you ask me about something and I say, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's simple as that. This is a simple ignorance. And then we have compound ignorance, where a person, he thinks he knows when he's actually doesn't know, right? That's the worst type. Because sometimes you talk to people and they seem, and they make themselves seem intellectual. They make themselves seem they know what they're talking about. But in fact, they are ignorant to the fact that they are ignorant in the first place. And that's what's dangerous. And this is where you find most people stuck in compound ignorance. They don't know that they don't know. They think they know, but in fact, they don't. So when a person is immersed in ignorance and he can't get himself out of the state, he's not educating himself, then that would be the ignition to eruption. That would be the fire that will boil all vices. So when the Imam Salamullah alayhi says, I seek refuge in Allah in Hayajan, that word itself needs to be taken seriously. And we say, what are the causes? If I find myself being greedy, I have to go to the causes. And one of which is jahl, ignorance. I have to make sure that is not in my list before I start to cure myself. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را